The partial government shutdown has dragged into week three, and it's creating a political free-for-all. But some businesses have managed to squeeze a little publicity out of the crisis. Last week, Starbucks gave away free cups of coffee to anybody who brought another person into the bought another person a beverage in their stores. The company has also urged customers to sign a petition asking lawmakers to end this shutdown. We sent record producer Christine Strike to a U District Starbucks store to find out how customers are reacting to the company's efforts.
I came by to get a cup of coffee this morning because I usually get a cup of coffee in the morning. And I saw that petition right there.
So I think it's kind of cool that they're promoting, like, wanting to get everything back to a compromise instead of sticking out for just themselves.
I didn't even notice it, so... It sounds like a good idea.
It's just some ploy for them to get people to come in and, oh, we're politically involved. They don't care. It's probably just a marketing thing that came up in some board meeting.
It's obvious that everyone's really upset that the government shut down, and so just doing a petition at Starbucks isn't really going to change anything.
I think that if the American people had a say, this wouldn't be happening in the first place. So, you know, there has to be something drastic, but if a petition could work and it would have power, I would say go sign it immediately.
It's no different than voting. Some people may think that voting doesn't change anything, but got to start somewhere.
Those are customers at a University District Starbucks store, recorded by our producer, Christine Strike. So how effective is PR, like giving away free cups of coffee? And do companies run a risk of alienating their customers when they launch campaigns like this? Cal McAllister is co-founder and CEO of Wexley School for Girls, an advertising agency in Seattle. We brought him in to ask the questions of you, Cal. Thanks for coming in, first of all.
Thanks, Marcy.
Is this a new kind of thing?
No, I don't really think so. I mean, there are a couple different ways that this comes together. If there's a crisis that your company creates, like a BP, there's one path, one plan of action. And if you're responding to a crisis or a tragedy, there's a different path. And I think that's sort of more like Dawn going down to clean up the birds after an oil spill, or latching onto a crisis right now, a fiscal crisis, which is what Starbucks is doing. Nothing that they had any cause in, but they want to play a role in helping fix it.
Is there a risk for companies affiliating themselves with something that's really not great news?
I think that there's always a little bit of risk if you're talking about jumping on something that doesn't have that there's not a lot of positive news behind it and around it. But at the same time, I think even with a Starbucks, you have to think that they're being altruistic and that they want to try and fix things. Starbucks moves in quickly.
You heard customers being pretty skeptical about the will of the major corporation when it comes to this. I think people are pretty cynical about that. So do you have to have this planned out pretty firmly if you're a company? If somebody came to you and asked you to advise them, what kinds of things would raise flags?
Well, I think that you really need to be thoughtful because the public is going to be skeptical. Starbucks is a massive company, I think, with 150,000 full-time or part-time employees, at least all over the world. And they really just want to give people a voice. But if you move super quickly, then people will think that, like we heard the one person say, that those guys in the marketing boardroom came up with these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as long as you're thoughtful and you're coming from a true and pure place, it's really hard to be taken over the coals for that.
We're talking with Cal McAllister of the Wexley School for Girls, which, despite its title, is an advertising agency in Seattle. Are there any examples that you could point to of very effective, I guess co-branding is the right word, of affiliating yourself with some kind of crisis?
Co-branding with a disaster?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's been going for almost 10 years, I think Tide does a pretty terrific job. They do the Loads of Love campaign. So they were just in Colorado, and they'll go wash clothes and really do things that people really help people out in ways that they can.
So they're essentially doing disaster service, but providing their product and putting a little banner on it.
Yeah, and you'll see corporations being more involved in that. As we see these things happen more frequently, because they can move and they can have the scale to be effective in those places. And, you know, the government, FEMA, they have not been as their efforts have not been as well received. So
what about Wexley School for Girls? Have you guys affiliated with any of these?
We haven't done anything with the crisis, but we always look for causal opportunities. So we've done campaigns on a photo sharing service where if you shared a photo, then the company would donate a dollar, and we gave, you know, almost $250,000 to Operation Smile. So marketing is expensive, and if we can find a good causal opportunity where people benefit, then for sure we'll try and do something interesting.
Cal McAllister is co-founder and CEO of the Wexley School for Girls, a Seattle-based advertising agency. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Marcy.